Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Quenice Petway, and I'm inviting you to check out my interactive book, A Glimpse of Our Father, Lessons Parenthood Reveals for All of God's Children. Each encouraging lesson illuminates God's forgiveness, guidance, plan, presence, and unfailing love for you. It's available on my website, which is aglimpseofourfather.com, and most online platforms where books are sold. And now, after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Galatians 3:26.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is Galatians 3:26, "For you are all children of God through faith in Christ Jesus." When most of us accept a new position or are hired, our yes to the company comes with some benefits. Now, I'd be the first to admit that I might not read the entire benefits booklet from cover to cover, which I'm sure I'm not alone. But some of the main benefits that stand out, like pay, leave time, my role, and title, are subjects that I pay close attention to. Much like accepting a new job because we believe in the company for which we work, when we accept Jesus Christ into our hearts, there are some benefits worth paying close attention to. One major benefit comes in the form of an identity shift. We not only get saved, forgiven of our sins, delivered, and eternal security to go to heaven once we transition from earth, but we receive new names. God no longer refers to us as His enemies, as Romans 5:10 talks about, but calls us His children. Have you ever taken the time to really ponder what this means? I'm a child of God, and so are you. Let's dig a little deeper into how our identity shifts by exploring this passage further. Our verse of the day says that we are all children of God through faith in Christ Jesus. And so let's talk about the who first. All means everyone, no exclusions. No one who has accepted Christ falls outside of the realm of all. Every Christian is considered a child of God. And so let's talk about the how. How do we go about becoming children of God? It says through. Through meaning the way by which we get from one place to another, or one destination to the other, the route, the means, right? And so the means by which we become children of God is through faith in Jesus Christ. So we believe and trust in Him. We believe that Jesus was crucified, died, and rose from the grave, bearing our sins and crushing death. We also believe that Jesus stripped the devil of all power and that He is the Messiah, and through Him we are saved. Our faith in Jesus equals our confidence in Him. And so let's talk further about what it means to actually be a child of God. And so children are God's offspring, kinship, heirs to their parents' possessions, or descendants. In this passage, or in this context, adoption can be synonymous with the word children. And so adoption means that God adopts us into His spiritual family and calls us His children. We get all of the rights and privileges that He has to offer His children. and adopted children receive all of the privileges that a natural-born son or daughter would receive. The Greek word for adoption is hiothesia, which means to place as son. Ephesians 1:5 said, God decided in advance to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ. And so we hear that again, that passageway through Jesus Christ. This is what he wanted to do, and it gave him great pleasure. So God was excited to call us his children. God planned in advance to make us his children through Christ. He did this because of his great love for us and not because of anything we did. And if we notice in that passage, we were not afterthoughts in God's eyes. He decided this in advance. John 1:12 says, but to all who did receive him being Jesus, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. So we hear that again. He gave us that right to become his children. Also, Romans chapter 8, verses 15 and 16 say, so you have not received the spirit that makes you fearful slaves. Instead, you received God's spirit when he adopted you as his own children. Now we call him Abba Father. The spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. And so we hear that again. We are his children and we call him Abba Father, which Abba is Aramaic for father. And it's an endearing term because basically that passage is saying we call him Father, Father. And so that shows endearing, relational father. We are his children and he is our father. The first portion of 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 says, see how great a love the Father has bestowed on us that we would be called children of God. And so God loves us and calls us his children and gives us access to every spiritual blessing as his children. And we are grateful for that. So my sister, so my brother, are you catching hold of who you really are? Are you answering to your name, child of God? Do you see our Heavenly Father's great love for you and that he loved you enough to save you and call you his child? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for reminding us of who we are in you. Please help us to truly grasp our identity as your beloved children and live boldly, confidently, and for your glory. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for all that you have done for us and all the benefits we receive through you. We praise your wonderful name. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Givens and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting jenniferslatterylivesoutloud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting gracefox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Do you want to better understand the Bible and give biblical answers to those who ask you about your faith? Hi, this is Perseus Poku, host of the Sound Reasoning Podcast Show. Listen to us weekly as we bring the truth often found in the ivory towers of seminary down to the steeple towers of the local church. Join me along with many of the nation's top theologians as we offer answers to life tough questions from an apologetic perspective. Subscribe to the show at lifeaudio.com.